A lot of people want to know, can you have silicon-based life? And I remember when I used to read Superman comics that there was a villain from a planet named Mr. I think it was McYezpitalix. His name was all syllables, so I never did know how to pronounce it. And he was supposedly a silicon-based life form. So my answer to whether or not you could have silicon-based life is, I don't know, maybe. But the thing about this chart, the take-home message of it is, silicon is busy. Silicon is in rocks. And when you make minerals, what happens is you'll get one chemical element surrounded by a few friends that are tightly bound to it. They're in a really tight relationship. Sometimes the forces are so strong, it's hard to break apart that geometric polyhedron. And that polyhedron comes apart as a chunk and then makes other minerals. So silicate rocks have silicate anions, and silicon is busy having a relationship with all these oxygens. So it's less likely that you would use it for life because A, it takes more energy to bust one of those bonds up than it would take to do a carbon one, and B, because of its configuration, it's harder to do what we call covalent chemistry, which is where you can buy and sell and share electrons, and life likes to make use of that kind of chemistry. So when you're thinking about the chemistry of environments and what you need to make an environment be a habitable place, it's not just the chemistry